Oh, hello there, Callan's Kicks Bobcast fan. This is Enda Kinney here, head of the Bobcast archives, selecting all the best Bobcasts from
all right,
the past.
Hold on a while there now, former boss. That it's not, you're calling it wrong. You're saying Bobcast.
Well, what's it called then, ringer?
Tis Prodcast.
Prodcast? Yeah. Doesn't sound right at all.
All right, just introduce the thing.
Anyway, the purpose of this Callan's Kickbacks.
That's very good.
Shimon.
Or is it?
Well, we ran out of time to come up with a better name.
All right.
But anyway, the purpose is to instill you with culture, history, context of some of the older...
Ah, cut the old guff. Basically, you're lazily sticking in an old podcast to boost the numbers on the iTunes and the other whatchamacallit...
Bobcast platforms. Exactly.
That's right, platforms.
God, I used to be sexy in a pair of platforms myself back in the day.
Anyway, this is Callan's Kickbacks from November 2016.
Way back when I was the Taoiseach.
Well, caretaker Taoiseach.
Obama was still technically president.
Like a decade ago now.
And Dubbo and Sharon were still together.
Great days. Don't forget to subscribe to the Prodcast.
Bobcast.
Ah, oh,
Shimon.
Ah, suffer and scored us.
Another week, folks. Another cabinet meeting.
Yep.
Look, we're getting very close to the Christmas break now.
Yes.
So it's about time we actually got some work done.
Oh.
You've achieved nothing in your ministries. But as look at my achievements. As Minister for Defence, Ireland has been involved in no wars since I took office. That's
progress. Down goes the one with Jack O'Connor County.
Shut up, fiscal, will you?
I'm neutral on that war, Prime Minister, by the way. Neutral.
Of course you are, Sinn Féin. Neutral on everything that needs doing. Taoiseach, I've been very busy since becoming Minister for Self-Promotion. I've carried out 1,456 media interviews, gave soundbites that got more clicks than a Noonan Mullally traveller rant, and lost £3, 4 ounces in the gym. Oh, for goodness sakes, look, we all need to start doing things right now. I want to know what your plans are. First up, Minister for Justice there.
Thank you very much, Prime Minister. When researching my plans for the Department of Justice...
What? What are you?
I spent a long time reading my own columns in the Sun Independent, and then
Hold
I came
on a
to...
while here, Lord Ross. You're not the Minister for Justice, you're in charge of buses.
Sorry, what's a bus? Is that one of those things that looks like someone put a diesel engine in the Ballyman flats and drives them around nice parts of the city?
Pished up! Tarnisher, you're the Minister for Justice. Don't you have anything to say?
No, I think I'll let Shane handle this. People who say things rarely end up as Taoiseach, so give him all the rope he wants.
Fair enough, Shimon.
As I was saying, Prime Minister, I'm sick of all these judges. I demand that in future, all judicial appointments must be sent to the Department of Transport for approval.
We can't send them to your department for approval because you don't hire anyone to do any work.
Well, that's because the civil servants send me way too many CVs. How am I supposed to make a decision if I have to make a choice?
Listen to me, Ross. This is a republic. Yeah. We have a constitution. You're a minister now. Yes. Surely you have plenty of cousins to shove into state boards. Come on.
Hashtag cronyism.
I've had enough of your incompetence.
How dare you? I'm eating plenty of roughage in the morning and I'm moving freely again.
No, I didn't say incompetence.
I demand that you retract that remark or you can expect John Halligan's resignation on your desk first thing in the morning.
What? Yeah, what's going on here, boy?
I think he gets up around midday.
I'm warning you, gout fingers, if you dare
you
to...
You will withdraw that statement, you bucolic what? Dunghill, you...
Okay.
You what? You just...
I don't know what that means.
Just feck off.
Okay,
just
everyone.
Off.
No. Calm down, everyone. As my mammy used to tell me, if you don't have anything nice to say, then say thank you very much.
Yeah, but he's destroying the Republic, fiscal.
Now, he smells like a farm. Come on,
thank you very much. If we don't calm down, we'll all end up on the naughty step, okay?
Well, I don't want to...
I think it's best we move on peacefully.
Why don't we go to another department and we'll come back to this later.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Okay then.
It's fine.
Okay.
Fine by me.
Next up. Minister for Health. What are you going
to... Well, I'm very glad you asked me, Prime Minister. It's come to my attention. Many nurses are from the north side and as such pose a hygiene risk to the future integrity of...
Hello. This is an advert from the Central Bank. You know it's a special occasion because we haven't done one since 2006.
I don't know what a tracker mortgage is.
It's a thing that AIB uses to take your house off you. Now we know first-time buyers are suffering, so we're dismantling all the controls we set in place to stop another property bubble developing.
I don't know what developing is.
It's a thing you do to run up such a massive debt you never have to pay it back because there are people who keep voting Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to do that for you. Well, it turns out no one can buy a house without a property bubble. So we're going to make one for you. All you need is a 10% deposit now, something we haven't allowed since 2006.
Thank goodness all the people who caused the last crash have gone to jail.
Well, if you call a big house in South County Dublin a jail, I suppose you'd be right. The Central Bank is delighted to announce this news as it prepares to move into the huge white elephant in the Docklands where Anglo-Irish Bank was supposed to go. And I suppose in a way, they still are.
I don't know what a repossession is.
It's a nice thing that goes on when everyone is distracted by Black Friday. But without repossessions, there'd be no 800,000 euro houses in Portobello for people to camp out overnight to view. The Central Bank.
It's beginning to feel a lot like 2006-mas.
Now it's time to talk really quickly to make it sound like the financial regulator is doing something when all they're doing is sitting in a big building laughing in the knowledge that no matter how much they f*** it up, they'll get a pension as big as Patrick Neary's, who nobody remembers because they're back salivating over property supplements again. Ha 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 ha.
Seven and a 16th shopping day still left for Christmas. Over today's North and News and Sport days.
You know, Carl, if you have a bit of a cold,
what makes you think I have a cold?
What?
Huh? Des?
No, but you do sound a little bit.
You sound like you've got a cold. Just carry on, Des, will you?
Anyway, after that bruising encounter with the All Blacks last weekend, Joe Schmidt is making changes for the Australia match tomorrow. Ryan Nugent has been talking to the possible replacement for the injured Johnny Sexton and Robbie Henshaw.
Yes, indeed, I'm here with Conor McGregor.
Excuse me, brother, do I know you?
You're not posh and I've no idea where you went to school, although I bet it was one of those places that has a vending machine with Monster Munch in it instead of a canteen.
I have literally no idea what you're talking about.
But I could learn to love you anyway.
What?
Not as much as Bod, obviously, but you could be my CMG, which is really close to OMG. OMG!
Okay, my friends, who is this bleeding muppet?
I think we're gonna get really close.
Oh! Now.
We got really close there. I could almost feel you brushing against... Oh, wow. My nose is pumping blood with love for you.
My friends. Yeah, so McGregor seeming to rule himself out of a change of career there. Meanwhile, great showing for the Irish pair at the Golf World Cup in Melbourne, Shane Lowry and Graeme McDowell. Three shots off the lead. The World Cup, of course, a famous competition.
Yes.
We probably wouldn't have bothered mentioning if we weren't unexpectedly doing well in it.
Have we got a report from Greg Allen, Des, I presume?
Yeah, not even Greg Allen cares that much about it. Anyway,
right.
Mick McCarthy, one of a number of coaches interested in adding the Dundalk pair of Daryl Horgan and Andy Boyle to his books at Ipswich. It's understood the town manager, Stephen Kenny, has accepted that he needs to offload his star players.
Why?
In order to finance the sandwiches at the Player of the Year do.
Right.
Tony O'Donoghue spoke to Mick McCarthy and to Daryl Horgan after last night's Europa League game at Tallaght Stadium.
Well, we're here at Tallaght Stadium, like. Well, how about them boys, Mick?
Well, you know, by gum that we're right pair, no mistake. Can't reckon gone home without them, boy.
High praise indeed, like, Daryl.
Well, Tony, hi. Morning, 3-2 and Old Black Friday deals in the marshes, hey. Morning,
thanks, Daryl. Back to you in the studio, like.
Time to go, hey.
I didn't catch...
Me neither. Anyway, Robbie Keane's wife Claudine denied rumours that Robbie might end his career at Shamrock Rovers. Though I have to say, if he really wants to go out in style, he should probably look to another Southside club.
Sorry?
Cooler.
Ah, Des, we don't have
Cooler,
time.
Of course, meeting O'Loughlin Gales in the Leinster Hurling final next weekend.
That's all the
if
time.
Robbie does want to look what he's missing, there's a bus leaving the club for Port Leash at midday. We're having a carvery on the way down.
Goodness sake.
There'll also be a chance on the bus to buy tickets for a talk on gambling addiction in the GAA.
Oh.
And to buy tickets for the club lottery with the jackpot currently standing at a Coola Boola 290 quid.
Well, the time now is 5:30 Friday, egg, sunny side down. That's all we've time for. Des.
Voilà, Monsieur Noonan. You're Philippe Mignon.
Ah, cut it up for me, Pierre, will you? I got me bothered tearing it apart in my bare hands today.
Well, that's typical of this do-nothing government, isn't it? You prefer to sit on your hands than take any action that might have consequences, Minister.
Alan, did I not swat you off my face a year ago?
Unlike the current administration, I decided to be proactive and acquire that free seat before me.
Better bring him the booster seat, Pierre.
And bring me a menu. I fancy a bit of fish this evening.
There's no eating at my table, Howlin'.
What?
I find it distasteful.
Ugh.
Pierre, you could give that filet mignon a bit of a chew as well. You know, soften it up for me.
Certainly, Minister.
You won't pass laws, you won't engage with the unions, and now you won't even chew your own meat. This is a damning indictment of a government crippled by its own impotence.
Oh, we're impotent, all right.
That is not what I said.
Oh, what you're saying? What I choose to hear may not always be the same thing, Howland. Anyway, I want to congratulate you.
I can't imagine why you'd want to compliment me after my searing indictment of the first 200 days of this idle government.
Idle?
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose I have been something of an idle to you, all right.
No, I...
Anyway, it's not your opinion of me that I wanted to congratulate you on, though you do have immaculate taste.
Well, thank you. Perhaps maybe I could chew some of your steak for you, Minister.
It's only crumbs you're feeding on now, Howland. Anyway, I heard what you said about Lord Ross.
Yes, that man is Trump-esque.
Say it again.
That man, Lord Ross, is Trump-esque.
Oh, yeah. Music to my ears.
Minister?
Now, off you go and tell that to every Miriam and Fionnan and Anya you encounter.
What?
That'll take them down a peg or two.
But...
You keep beating that drum and maybe there might be a way back for you after all.
Ooh, you mean that...
I miss you, Howland.
Oh, God, I miss you too, Minister.
Fiskill is all very well.
Yes.
But he doesn't make nearly as comfortable a footstool as you did, Howland.
No.
Now get down there and let me put my feet up on you.
With great honor.
I need to aid my digestion. Oh, yeah.
How is this?
That's nice.
Oh, God.
And don't be afraid to give my bunions a nice rub.
Yes, my back is very... What's this? Is that okay?
Oh, that tickles, baby. Oh. Great to have you back.
How I miss this position of power.
Collins Cakes!
You're watching BBC News. Tonight on the programme, the Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, faces the media for a press conference amid the Brexit crisis.
Right, yes, engage in discourse with Vox Populi. Delighted. Yes, 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 you there. Pretty girl, yes.
Yeah, Mr. Secretary.
By the way, have we already...
No,
are you sure?
No.
Your mum, perhaps?
No.
Terribly sorry. Yes, yes, questions. Hit me. Bulla.
I'm just wondering, are there any tensions with the Prime Minister over the Brexit timeline at the moment?
I am fully behind the Prime Minister in the shadows, as it were, magnanimously supporting her decisions at all times. Except, of course, when she is ipso facto, therefore, consequently, and hence QED, when she is, has a different opinion to me, in which case she is wrong. But notwithstanding that, go Teresa, Vidal Sassoon, Bulla. Yes, next one. Guy standing next to Hot Totty.
Guy Dodger from the Sun. Mrs. Secretary, will you be able to handle European diplomats better?
Foie.
Because they've as many mistresses as you did.
My life. My private life is private. I'm happily... what are you doing tonight, by the way? Happily married to the beautiful, whatever her name, Mrs. Looker up on Wikipedia. Various peccadillos, of course, long-forgiven piffle. And oh, there goes my Tinder machine again. Whoops, no, it's my wife. Oh, no, it's the affair phone. Anyway, sorry. Happily married. Various children, some of them a bit drunk and slight bit of a snafu.
Mr. Secretary.
Anyway, I really have got to go. Want to come to, madam? There, never mind. Not quite my type. Your eyes are looking in the same direction. Have to go now. Take credit for something Cameron came up with. Love, Teresa. Caveat emptor. Cornetto. Fudge. Bulla.
You know, Merlot is a very morning wine, or so I'm told. Hello there, and a very good morning to you. There's lots and lots in the Sunday papers. The Sunday Business Post, well, that's our new sponsor, so it's absolutely brilliant. The Sunday Independent, Brendan O'Connor rattling out yet another cliched tribute to someone he only heard about yesterday. The Sunday Times is too heavy to lift, and of course loads and loads, it has to be said, on Donald Trump, who's on the phone. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Marianne. It's so early here right now, I'm only starting to tweet now.
Right.
And my tweets are the greatest. They produce more liberal tears than fat Rosie O'Donnell eating raw onions.
Oh, dear.
Bigly.
Well, that's all well in 140 characters, but a lot of backtracking with your policies.
Wrong. I have the greatest policy aims. No one has greater policy aims than me.
Yeah.
My policy aims are beautiful. They're inane.
What about your promise to jail Hillary Clinton?
I love Hillary. Hillary and Bill. No one loves the Clintons more than me. They're good people.
But you called her a crooked Hillary.
Wrong. Next.
What happened to your promise to deport the illegal immigrants?
I love immigrants. Bigly. They work in the kitchens in all my hotels. Immigrants will make America great again. Seriously.
Your promise to build a wall?
I'm on the fence on that one. Trust me.
Climate change?
It's terrible. The moment I get elected and it's winter already. Wrong.
But these are all promises that got you elected. How could you betray those very...
Listen to me, sugar boobies. Promises are great. No one makes better promises than me. But to quote one of your former politicians, politicians,
right.
The fat rabbit.
Well,
isn't that what you do at elections?
Donald,
hello?
It was Pat Rabbit, not...
That's right, the fat bunny, Bigley. He has more chins than a Chinese telephone directory. And as for your Prime Minister, Edna Kelly, he had a contract with you guys too, right?
Well, he had a 5-point plan, but I think he only managed to implement about 0.5 points. Edna Kelly, good morning.
Yes, hello, Marion. Hello, President-elect Trump.
Right.
I'm going to America next week. Just dying with excitement to meet you, Mr. President-elect.
Oh, God, he's doing his American shtick again. I'm cringing so badly, I could drink New World wine.
There's no beginning to my excitement. Hi, Edna.
Hello.
Aren't you the girl that tweeted I was a racist?
What? No, no, I was hacked, I swear. And I couldn't delete it until the morning of the election because the dog ate my phone and my laptop has been used as a door jam. Anyway, I love you, Donald.
Wrong, but I don't want to fight anyone.
Oh.
I want to make America great again.
Yes.
And I have to go.
Come on.
Goodbye,
what?
Iceland.
No, no, please, wait. I was hoping we could meet to discuss your and America's interests in Ireland. The Apple, Google, Facebook, great lads.
Wrong.
I'll come meet you next week.
No.
I'll get a cab. I can cycle.
Sorry.
I love cycling. Please.
Loser.
I can meet you anytime.
Moron.
Anywhere.
Well, Andy, I think you're starting to sound a little bit too desperate.
Quiet, you crooked media. Ugh. Mr. President-elect, please.
Ugh. Mr. President-erect.
I'm sorry. Where can I meet you? I've buckets of shamrock and a brigade of harp-humping, river-dancing colleens who are dying.
Gotta go.
Donald!
Right.
Donald!
He's gone.
Trump!
Anyway, right,
Trump.
Sorry to cut
Donald.
You short. We're coming up to the Angelus
President.
Where you hear loud
President
rings
elect.
From bells
Donald.
For a full minute directly
Donald.
Into your ears
Donald.
Just to give you
Trump.
Some relief
Trump.
From my panel of
Donald.
UCD academics
Donald.
And Leo Varadkar. Taoiseach, stop
Trump.
Shouting.
You know, I'd settle for Mike Pence at this stage. Good tubber curry man. I know his people. I know his stock.
Ah, tis yourself, Tisha.
Inda.
Mihal.
You
must be fierce busy at the moment figuring out what to say about Kevin Duffy on the Public Pay Commission, eh?
Well, tis a very important issue that has been dealt with, and I'll be very careful with our language going forward. Like.
You know, the more stress you get, the more cork you become.
Oh.
I'm afraid I can't stop to help. I'm very busy on the world stage. Yes.
What?
The world stage.
Oh.
Meeting Pope Francis on Monday, you know.
That'll be a very long confession, so I'll be busy sorting out public pay.
Yes. Myself and Pope Francis in the Vatican, named after Saint Francis, who could talk to animals.
That's like being leader of the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party.
Then I'm in Silicon Valley for the week, nipping into New York.
Well, I'll be getting stuck into the housing crisis and the hospital situation, real affairs of the state, while you're off playing Macaulay Culkin in New York.
Sorry, what?
You know, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Brenda Fricker highlights the homeless crisis.
And she got an Oscar for it.
Well,
like most of the champion whingers in this country. Oscar-winning whingers, I tell you.
Well, we in Fianna Fáil care deeply about these issues. That's why I frown at least once a day.
And then you go back to full-time smug.
What? How did you possibly notice that
you know,
that
I might even be meeting President-elect Trump. I'm his number one fan, you know.
But you used to love Hillary, I thought.
And Alan Shatter once upon a time. But things change. You have to move with the times.
I like how Fianna Fáil ignores everything we did between 1997 and 2011.
Shimon! At the very least, I might get to meet Mike Pence.
Pence? He's the...
Vice President-elect, yes. I know he's not really in charge. More of a figurehead with ceremonial duties.
Bit like yourself.
Oh.
Anyway, enjoy pretending to the Yanks that you run the country.
Enjoy pretending that you don't.
Shamon.
That's got it. Hello and welcome back. Huge reaction to our discussion about whether it's okay to drink wine through a straw. More on that later. Now, President Barack Obama is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
I believe you've been handing out some awards to someone who's very popular in country parts of Ireland.
I give awards to Bruce Springsteen for his lifetime of service to Democratic presidential campaigns.
Right.
Ensuring we won 2 out of the last 5 elections.
Oh dear.
Because we all know how much celebrities help get the Democratic Party elected.
I do recall an incident with Fine Gael and Twink.
And I joked that I might be the president, but Bruce is the boss.
Yeah, Paddy Hillary used to say the same thing about Charlie Haughey, funny.
I also awarded Ellen DeGeneres
for
her service to fun dancing and her unwavering support for my progressive agenda.
And it was a progressive agenda, it has to be said, bar the fact that deportations of illegal immigrants were at their highest under your administration.
I love immigrants.
Yeah.
No one loves immigrants more than I.
Well, now you're starting to sound a bit like the Donald.
As I said about the Donald, We must give him a chance to utterly screw up so bad that Michelle can run in 2020.
Well, that's exciting. Didn't you sanction more drone strikes than anyone else?
Well, let me be clear.
Yeah.
Drone strikes were a necessary part of our war on terror, farmers, and weddings.
Sure.
Which saved countless American lives.
Right.
But more importantly, we must look to the future, particularly preserving Michelle's garden through the Donald's 4-year presidency.
Yes.
Because when she is elected in 2020...
Right. Your record on attacking journalists has been described as the worst since Nixon.
I am not a crook, Mary. I am the greatest president America's ever had.
Right.
I appeared in more chat shows than any other president in history.
That's true.
I danced better than George W.
Yeah.
I sang better. I killed Osama bin Laden, though I never showed you the body.
Yes.
I brought in Obamacare, which makes the Irish car insurance hikes look fair and reasonable. I created millions of low-paid jobs.
Yes.
And played more golf and basketball than the Harlem Globetrotters and Rory McIlroy combined.
Go on.
I brought hope and change to millions of Americans. They hoped I would save them when I didn't.
Right.
And they changed their vote to Donald Trump.
Oh, dear.
I made peace with Cuba and Iran so I could turn Russia into the enemy again.
Right. Well, I'm sorry, but like yourself, we've run out of time. And like yourself, I have to head off for the week and meticulously plan my next 4 hours of radio next week.
Marion, you sound almost as lazy as me.
Well, that wouldn't be hard. It has to be said.
And now here on the Book on One, Michael Harding reads from his latest memoirs.
Well, do you know, as it gets out in the lake in late November, beautiful November, a lake I gazed upon as a young man, and now I gaze upon again as an even older man in my story. The lake is icy now, and reminds me of the look in the eyes of a girl I once kissed on a bus in County Clare. You know, we stopped off at a Stathoil and had a beautiful cheese sandwich, and her gaze looking at me as cold as a lake in November. For this lake has a quality sadly gone from Quality Street. The excitement, you know, and the Quality Street at Christmas. Each little bundle of incipient type 2 diabetes, a different beautiful shape and a different beautiful flavour. The lake remembers, but we forget in our own story. And the Quality Street of today are different, you know. The soothing tin box of yesteryear replaced by a soulless plastic coffin that is beautiful in its own story. And the chocolates are all the same shape now, do you know? Each flavour languishing in identical rectangle like the gaudy dress of a girl who stood up and left the Stathoil early with a cheese sandwich dripping off my lips beautifully and the light catching in Clare and me thinking of the beautiful lake. But I remember anyway as I gaze on that lake in beautiful November, do you know? And across the icy lake and its story, I hear the voices of our ancestors, the voices of our past story. And it's a beautiful voice. It says, Michael, I can hear them shouting now, do you know? Michael, would you ever shut your face? Callan's Cakes.
Hello, Garda Commissioner.
Commissioner, it's Secretary Clinton calling, the real humanoid me.
Oh, God, what a great... Sorry for your trouble, for your loss and all of that. If there's anything I can do, make a few hag sandwiches, send over a box set of The Wire.
Actually, ask not what you can do for me, ask what I can do for you.
Why are you calling me?
About the emails, Noreen, the Gmail account you use for confidential intelligence. Let's face it, I kind of wrote the book on this.
You did? Oh, I must try to download it for free. Is it free?
In my case, I had classified information on the Benghazi attack on my server. What kind of intel is on your private email? Details of counterterrorism ops?
Well,
black ops?
Breeded the death sergeant in Bundoran, and she had a hip-up. And I must admit, I did send her a get-well message on my Gmail, though she's not black now, to the best of my knowledge.
Okay, what about internal politics? I had information about maneuvers in the State Department that were highly sensitive, highly classified...
Oh, God, you just reminded me.
Hit me with your worst. I am bulletproof. I had my emotion nodes removed after Monica.
Well, there was a Supermax run from the Moy Cullen station, and the duty officer came back a snackbox short.
What?
Well, all hell broke loose. I tried to keep a lid on it.
To stop it getting out, right?
No, to keep it warm while they decided who should eat it. Anyway, there was a lot of red tape involved. Oh, God, yes. I think I dealt with it on my private Gmail account. What was I thinking?
Now, it's important you stay calm and focused like a robot. So long as there's nothing sordid involved, we...
Enough. Beck.
What?
We were closing down a rural station and all the lads were in coppers. Matty picked up this young one from the reserves. Things shifting on the photocopier with a curry dip.
Oh, God. I give up, Noreen. These emails will be your undoing. Bill, I'm going to walk the dog now.
She has a name, honey, and I've already given her plenty of exercise.
Bill, you disgusting...
Good evening and welcome to the news. I'm Dobbo.
And I'm Sharon Neefiolatron.
And if you're listening to this, congratulations. The newsroom hasn't been defunded and farmed out to the lowest bidder yet.
Sarcasm detected.
Anyway, Sharon has the headlines.
The entertainer Twink has been forced to sell her home in Dublin after losing court battles against starter mortgages. Ew. She said her heart was broken and that she had fought hard to hold on to her home of more than 20 years.
It's a pity it didn't occur to her to do the one thing that might have saved her home, like paying the bloody mortgage, maybe. Oh, look, Twink, I think I see your moral high ground. It's behind you, like 5 years of arrears and your stage career.
The Polish foreign minister has said he wants the Polish language taught in Irish schools, since as many as 150,000 Poles live here.
He should be careful what he wishes for. Our attempts to teach our own language in schools has almost wiped out the Irish language. Connors a tutor, Poland.
Black Friday madness has swept the globe, with injuries reported from stampedes throughout Europe and the United States.
Yes, the edifying spectacle when people literally trample over fellow humans to buy something for slightly less than usual. Well done, humanity. Whenever I think you can't get worse, you further disappoint me. Although that being said, I did get Sharon a fantastic new laptop battery. She can go for hours without being plugged in now.
Meanwhile, NAMA has defended the Project Eagle sale, insisting it's not plausible to say the agency set the reserve price too low. Its chief executive said if this was the case, major international investors would have effectively left easy money on the table when they decided not to buy the loan book.
Easy money, like when they took a massive loss on when they sold for a fraction of it. Oh, they're censoring me again, aren't they? Because they're afraid of and his army of. For God's sake, why are you censoring? It's a profession, although they tend to be a right shower of.
RTE has announced they will no longer be producing children's programmes internally.
Oh, wait, I thought they stopped making those around the time they cancelled The Den, no?
Director General D. Forbes also told an Irictus committee that the broadcaster does not have enough resources to remain competitive or in the longer term relevant.
Wow, that's just the kind of optimistic can-do spirit you want to hear from the national broadcaster, eh? Still, the government does seem to have as much interest in funding RTE as Dancing with the Stars wants to have Vogue Williams. I wonder why they're not interested in keeping one of the few bastions of investigative journalism and unbiased news open, considering that owns all the rest of all the. Oh, they're doing it again, aren't they?
Battery low. Shutting down.
Oh no, Sharon's new battery's defective. I better get a replacement before they farm her out to the independent sector. In the meantime, go back to sleep, Ireland.
Callan's Kiss!